Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
7:02 in the a.m. What are you doing over there?
I'm slapping a bass. Slapping a bass.
Best part is everybody can see this.
And you got to bite the lip. You get it?
Yeah.
Why aren't you guys playing? Why am I the only one playing? This is an ensemble.
You know, I just thought, you should do it again. Because with your glasses and your beard back, you look like, you know, Jerry Garcia.
Oh, son of a bitch.
That's actually pretty, yeah, you do look like Jerry Garcia a little bit.
Are you saying I got a touch of gray?
You do, a lot of it.
Oh. A 55-gallon drum.
Oh, life is great. Life is great.
Baltimore Ravens 1-5 headed into the bye. Jeremy, do you think we probably would have said, you know, this team heading to the bye.
You said 5-1? Is that what
1-5?
Oh.
4-2, maybe worst case scenario 3-3.
Yeah.
But not 1-5. Did we overrate the Baltimore Ravens before the season?
I mean, I guess you have to say yes because we love the team on paper.
Yeah.
And again, we all agree injuries is a big part of this.
Yes.
It plays a major role.
You can't say injuries. Oh. You can't use that.
Do I go coaching or do I go players now? Maybe we did overrate them, but maybe the league's overrated. People are saying Buffalo's overrated now.
Yeah, I don't think we overrated them. I think you have a team underachieving. This is not our fault.
Oh.
This is not
the blame to them.
This is not our fault.
I wasn't wrong. You guys were wrong.
Exactly.
You wrong for playing that way.
If that's the case, if we overrated them, Ed, then everybody in the football world overrated
100%.
Them.
100%. How many of us picked them to win the Super Bowl?
It's ain't our fault.
Hey, yeah. You know what? I wasn't wrong about Patrick Mahomes. He sucks. It's the rest of the league that's letting him get away with this.
Right.
I like this. This works, man. I wasn't wrong. You're playing terrible.
Yeah. I don't think we overrated them. This is not the team. You said injuries, and now I'm tongue in cheek. You can't blame injuries. You can blame injuries.
It's a big part of it.
That, and I don't think some of the guys are all dialed in with all the injuries right now. I don't think this is overrating them. I think this is underperforming.
Yeah, I don't know how you overrate a team with, like, you know, 7 Pro Bowlers on there.
Can I tell you what we overrated?
All pros, excuse me.
All pros, yeah.
Yeah, all pros.
I'll tell you something I think we overrated was Jair Alexander coming in here.
We did.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted Jalen Ramsey so bad.
Yeah, I led the charge on that one.
Yes, let's get him.
Oh, who?
Alexander. It's about to be cut.
Well, because you didn't have to give up anything to get him.
He's cheap. I mean, that's not a big hit. I mean, that is the definition of taking a flyer on somebody.
Yep. It's not going to hurt you.
No.
I mean, at least it's not Earl Thomas and his brother. That was expensive.
His
brother was more expensive. And Earl Thomas was.
He loved him.
Yeah, his brother used to wear Earl Thomas t-shirts in the bar.
Really?
Yes.
Is it?
You got him cheap.
Yeah, I guess. But it was just odd.
He knew a guy.
Yeah.
It does seem odd to me.
That seems weird.
That's
weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to the game, you're supporting your brother.
Like, if you're going to the game, that's one thing. But he's saying just going to the
this
bar.
This is a neighborhood bar. It's downstairs. We both live in the same building.
So every day.
Downstairs.
Wore it. I'm Thomas.
I saw him more than once.
He wore it over and over and over?
Over and over and over.
Yeah.
Was his name Brian? Did he make it a B on the back of it instead of an E Thomas or something? Yeah, look, it's me.
Did you just do the two thumbs, this
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, it's me.
With the lip out, too.
Yeah, I think the Baltimore Ravens underachieving this year. I don't think we overrated them at all. They're just not getting the job done.
I do like this. It's a great way to go about things.
It is, man.
What? Like, he can give you a math equation. It's like, no, you got the answer wrong. No, they didn't add up to what I put there. That's their fault.
That's different.
Yeah. It's blaming everything.
That's different. You're not blaming me and my opinion on what you're doing.
I didn't
right
cut
now.
You off. You were driving behind where I wanted to be.
There's a mammoth mascot.
Look at that.
Tusky.
Tusky.
Cool. All right, back to work.
Talk about you, squirrels.
Jesus.
Damn. I mean, that's my rule, man.
Yeah. Couldn't help it.
He can't help it. He's
Rob Long said you're not focused. Damn, man. What's wrong with you? Do you think they can turn it around, Ed?
I do. I honestly do. But the caveat is
health.
Three guys have to come back.
Yeah.
It's got to be Lamar, Ricard, and Roquan have to come back healthy after the bye. Otherwise, bye-bye. I don't see it. Because Roquan just does so much for the defense. And that of Trenton Simpson actually looked good. And so did Teddy Buchanan. You know, they can play at that level next to Roquan. Okay. And then, you know, Ricard, of course, does so much of the running game. And then the number one factor in that running game is Lamar. So if he comes back, everything changes.
All right, Jeremy. Let's say they turn it around after the bye.
Mm-hmm.
How much will you make fun of my saying it's not me overrating them then? Let's say they go 9-2 down the stretch.
Well, that means you can never be wrong then. Like you, like they're doing what I said they should do.
That's the idea.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying I like it. I'm not arguing with this. I think this is a great way to look at
it. I think if they go 3-8 down the stretch, then I'll say, yeah, we had this wrong. But not, right now, I'm not because there's just too many other factors that contribute to that 1-5.
It's 1-5, and it's not just like they're 1-5 and they lost like four close games or what. It's just been really bad.
If they're really bad, yeah. If they're 3-3, we can say we overrated them. If they finish up at 9-8, then we overrated them if they're healthy all year. But 1-5 right now, no, man, that's something else going on.
Yeah.
Yes. That's something else. You don't go from everybody's Super Bowl pick to being 1-5 naturally. That's like, you know, it's something that, like, what do we say when they said the 38-year-old man died of natural causes? We always
there's no such thing.
Else happened.
Yes.
What else took place for that to happen?
Yeah, if it was 1545.
The Baltimore exactly. The Baltimore Ravens went 1-5.
Yeah.
We overrated them. No, we didn't overrate them. Something else happened.
Well, think about it. First game of the right, they faced the Bills. Dominate the Bills for three quarters. Dominated them. They gave it 22 points in the fourth, but still they look like they were going to run away with everything. So, okay, they collapsed in the fourth. That's fine. We put that away. Then everything fell apart. Well, that was a good team first game.
Exactly. It was a good team the second game. Yeah. It was good. I mean, it was just lots going on with this football team right now. We got to figure it out. We'll preview the Icy Hot Bowl at 7:30, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Did we overrate the Baltimore Ravens heading into the 2025 season, or do we have a lot of talented guys underachieving? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baltimore Ravens are 1-5 on the year. Did we overrate them? Or do you just have a lot of talented players who are underperforming or maybe just injured? Let's go out to Kevin, who's in Ellicott City. What's going on, Kevin?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Not a whole lot. Great topic. So real quick, in 2024, we dealt with over 25 injured players. This year, it looks like we're roughly around 22 or so. I think we were overrated based on the fact that we went from the AFC Championship game to losing in the first round to possibly losing basically everything this year. So I think we were definitely overrated, fellas.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Let's go out to Ron on the Eastern Shore. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. Just want to say that, one, I'm not a Ravens fan, but two, they are overrated because Roquan and Humphrey are way overpaid. They're not as good as everybody makes them seem. And, guys, they're never going to go anywhere with Lamar as the quarterback.
Why?
Laugh at that.
Why?
He's never going to win a big game. I watch him. He freezes in big moments. He's not going to win them.
Were you on the Elway train and the Manning train and all these other guys?
I mean, did he drop the two-point conversion and the first down? I mean,
that was a great drive, by the way. That didn't look like he froze to me. I mean, the drive to get you to the two-point conversion was a franchise quarterback drive.
Yeah.
Why can't people just go, I don't think he's ever going to win a big game, instead of he's never going to? Like, it's not written anywhere that that's factual.
Well, it's also Will. I'm exhausted. It's just like, I can just say that. Like, did you see the game? Like, when people say this, like, did you watch it? Like, I'm not, I don't want to, you know, throw people under the bus, but it's like Mark Andrews, you know, he didn't want to talk about it. He knows what happened.
Fumbled in the middle of the field too.
Yeah, on that first down drive. I mean, killed the drive, and then the conversion. Like, it happens in sport, but it wasn't Lamar's fault. Like, how can you just say that?
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, man. Another Northern Harford County Lamar Jackson hater, man. You know, I knew it was going to be one call, you know.
Rashawn, you do know it was Ron on the Eastern Shore. Where is that?
Same thing.
What do you have to go through? I guess because you can go through Northern Harford County to get to the Eastern Shore.
Right. I think he's saying he sounds like he's from Northern Harford County.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure he originated from Northern Harford County, though. You know, that's where he's from. So, yeah. But, I was talking about this on one of the overnight shows, right? No, I don't think
I heard
that,
you.
Oh, you heard me? Yes. Yeah, I threw a little shot at y'all, too, man. But, I don't think they was overrated at all, man. We had Super Bowl aspirations, man, coming into this. But you can't lose your star quarterback, you know, and expect to still win games. You know, once you lose your starter, that's it.
Hey, Rashawn, can I push back on a little bit for you on that?
Yeah.
They had a losing record with the star quarterback.
Well, and then they had the injuries too, though. So
I'm just saying, but they were 1-3 with the starting quarterback.
Yeah, that's a good point. And they lost some close games, you know. But they were losing close games then. It wasn't these blown outs, you know, and stuff like that.
They lost 37-20 to the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah, that was a bad game. But Lamar came out. He got hurt towards the end of that game, right? Or second half, I believe.
Sure.
And then one more thing, too, about the schedule right now. I know it's looking favorable, but a lot of these games we had penciled in. I know I had penciled in as wins at the beginning of the season, you know, like the Jets game and the Patriots Bears. Game. Yeah, the Bears. And shout out to my boy Corey. He a Patriots fan, you know, since the 80s, man. And we was going to go to the game because I was like, man, we got this game. But now it's looking like they could beat us the way they playing. They playing they lights out, man. You know, the guy got them up there, you know, playing great, though. But Rashawn, we can string along.
I go to one game every year with my buddy George. And I told him I wanted the Bears game because I'm a Caleb Williams fan. I like him. And he laughed at me when I picked that game. He ain't laughing now.
Yeah, I bet he not, man, you know, but I might come down that game depending on what the weather is, man. You know, I can't do all this cold stuff. The older I'm getting, I can't be out in the cold too long.
You're so old. Pat Boyle likes the Ravens either. I hear you talking to him. I don't think he's a fan.
He was on his limits. Boost Mobile told him he was up. Let's go to Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Good, what's going on with you?
Larry,
you didn't want me to ask you that question?
Not a lot. What's going on?
Larry, I'm going to put you on hold. I like Larry.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him in a little bit.
Yeah, Larry works down at the stadium.
I didn't hear from him during that call.
I was on the elevator one day, and he said, my name's Larry. And I looked at him. I said, from the show? He said, yeah. And we talked. Well, yeah. Yeah. It works at the stadium.
That's cool.
Good dude. Joaquin in Baltimore. What's up, Joaquin?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Good.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for the time. I'll make it quick. I think our record says that we're totally overrated. With that being said, you know, I think there's, like you said, Rob, there's something going on.
Yeah.
Because you remember when, you know, everybody's throwing off Roquan, but I remember the Cleveland game. He looked like the second coming of Ray Lewis out that piece. I think Ray Lewis said something. But you see flashes of what this team can do. Lamar, like I said yesterday, he got 10 touchdowns, one interception right now. So it ain't really him. I mean, he's not just throwing the games away. But I don't know. I think it all goes back to the locker room and preparation, man. And thank y'all for taking my call.
Thank you. I want to go back to what Ron in East Baltimore said because we kind of dismissive of it because full disclosure – with the way things were going in that Bills playoff game, Lamar threw a very uncharacteristic interception, mm-hmm. which we've seen in the past in the postseason from Lamar.
Yeah.
Doing uncharacteristic things in the postseason. And I'm not going to lie to you, leading up to that last drive, I question, can he win the big one? This is his moment here. I bet you, if folks felt comfortable and we threw that out there, you get a lot more people, Ravens fans, who don't just hate. See, here's the problem. When people say that about Lamar, we instantly think you're a Lamar hater. It's not a Lamar hater. It's an opinion about him. Because I love Lamar, and leading up to that drive, I questioned whether or not he could win the big one. I did, because he did some uncharacteristic things in that game leading up to that.
Yeah.
And my recall was like, yeah, I remember this game, he did this, and that game, he did that, and that. So even I question. And I don't think anybody can call me a Lamar hater. So I bet you there are a lot of Ravens fans and people who don't naturally hate Lamar have the same questions. We can say, this guy did that in that game, that guy did this, the defense didn't do that. Well, it all is... If you go back and say why Dan Marino didn't win the big one, he didn't have a running game. He didn't have this. He didn't have that. But the annals of time says Marino didn't win the big one.
Yes, right. It's always the quarterback.
So I bet you there are Ravens fans who love Lamar who probably wonder, Kenny?
Yeah. I hate when people say never because it's just like you're telling me so this is never going to happen and when it does, then what? Well, that's all I wanted to see. It's such a cop-out.
And that's why I worded it, Kenny. Win the big one. I'm not gonna say never. I mean, hell, come on, man. I mean, what's his name for the Buccaneers? Johnson.
Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson won the big one.
Yeah.
But we'll say him coming out of college. Hey, he's one day gonna win the big one.
Yeah, his defense won it.
Exactly. So
I don't
you
think
know,
most people can tell you where he went to college. I don't even think Brad Johnson knows where he went to college.
I don't think he did.
No.
Milton in Baltimore. What's up, Milton?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I don't think we were overrated. But what I do hate is us being front runners. It never seems to work out. I like us to be the underdog, scrap, and fight. That's why I'm positive that we're going to pull us out this year.
Let me ask you this question. This version of this team right here, this version of this team, when have they been the underdogs and won?
Well, not this version.
See, that doesn't matter to me. That's a different team. That's like to me saying, you know, history of this rivalry, they've never won in this stadium. Well, you got a completely different team, so that doesn't matter. This team right here hasn't won being the underdogs. This team right here hasn't won being the favorite. They haven't won. So you're talking about Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and before then, Tony Saragusa and all those guys. Okay, yeah, they did. But this team right here, being the underdog or the favorite, hadn't worked out for them.
By the way, Ron in the Eastern Shore is a Bengals fan, and he said Lamar hasn't done anything since 2019.
Well, he won the MVP twice.
Nope, doesn't care.
What about Joe Burrow? Is Joe Burrow good?
Joe Burrow has more injuries than accolades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl that Joe Burrow went to, what did he throw, 5 touchdown passes the entire time? His defense took him to that Super Bowl. Go back and look at his numbers.
Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well, man.
Good. Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. What changes do the Ravens make? What changes do the Ravens make during the bye week? Should we expect any trades? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day too, man. Some people just put a smile on your face, man. You know what I mean? It's just their presence, you know? I got to be honest with you, Antonio, if you're still listening. Half the time when you ask a question and you hang up, I forgot what you asked because I'm just...
He asked about the Ravens
making
trades.
I'm happy just to hear him for the day. Making trades?
I think there's another one. The latest rumor was that the Ravens might move Keaton Mitchell to a team. Like, you look at the Chargers who had a ton of injuries at that position and you just made a deal with them.
Ravens aren't making a deal with the Chargers. That's not happening.
I don't know what the connection there is.
I don't either.
I don't know. Maybe their GM's a former Ravens front office guy, and then the coach is brothers with our coach.
What are you writing, a Disney movie?
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
I think they make a couple of moves.
I think so, too. I think they got under the cap to make a slam dunk. 410-583, or at least try. 1057, that's the number. We're going to Commission's Baltimore at 745. Don't know what the commission has in store. We'll find out then. But on the other side, it's the Icy Hot Bowl, Flacco versus Rodgers on the Fan.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
81 years at quarterback tonight. Almost 82, because Aaron Rodgers will be 42 in December. So 81 years at quarterback in the National Football League, or quarterback in general, or 81 years of living, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight, as these two get
but
on.
Probably playing quarterback for almost that long.
Yeah, yeah. Your thoughts, you finally heard it, of Mike Tomlin. Your thoughts on what he had to say.
I'll tell you what I thought. I like him even more, I think, every day. He came out just there, openly criticized another team's GM, and said in such a way that, like, yeah, he's right. Can't get mad. He is so. That is 180 degrees from what Lane Kiffin just said back earlier this morning. It's like, right?
Yeah.
The Lane Kiffin comments was so snarky. It's so, you know, fat shaming somebody. And like, Tomlin just said, he's right. You traded a quarterback you thought enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent to fill a position of need. I don't know. It's my opinion. I don't agree with that.
Do you wonder sometime when he speak, and I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek, why he's such a leader?
No.
You get it exactly why he's a leader.
Leadership is something that you have.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's leadership
schools. It oozes from you.
Yeah, you have it or you don't. And it's just, he's got it. He just does. I mean, some people just do it. It's just, you don't have to scream. You don't have to, you know, do it again, Jeremy. Come on. Yeah, that.
Why are you asking him to do Pete Carroll?
Because I love it.
How'd you know it was Pete Carroll?
Because that's how you do it.
Because
that's
what he does.
There's a few things I would hear every day forever. The Pete Carroll imitation, 50. You know, his buddy with the 50 man. It's like certain things I can listen to over and over and over.
Over and over and over.
That's one of them. But anyway, yeah. I think Tomlin was correct, except I don't know who the hell, I don't know. Between the Browns and the Bengals, who's going anywhere?
It's you know, when the Pittsburgh Steelers talked about hiring Tomlin, remember it was Winstead? What was the?
Dave Winstead?
The offensive lineman? No, who was the offensive lineman? The former Pittsburgh Steelers offensive lineman that was the front runner in the job. He was with the Cardinals as an assistant for a while.
Oh, are you talking about not Russ Grimm, is it?
No. Anyway, everybody thought he would get the job. Everyone thought he would get the job. They interviewed Tomlin as part of the Rooney Rule. They are ones that instituted the Rooney Rule, so you had to interview someone. And the Rooney said, when he walked in the room, he took over the interview.
Yeah.
When he left the room, we collectively said, that's our head coach.
Yeah.
That's our head coach.
Wasn't that kind of a throwaway, kind of Rooney Rule thing? Which happened? Yeah,
yes.
We're going to interview
this
guy.
It was. Yeah. It's called the Rooney Rule. How do Pittsburgh Steelers violate the Rooney Rule?
Right.
You can't do that. He came in, and it's weird because he was exactly what the Rooney Rule was about. Getting someone in who normally wouldn't get an opportunity because you never know what happens in an interview.
Right.
And Mike Tomlin walks in, and I think if we almost 20 years later, you can't say, well, they just did it so they can say, see, this is what it does. You can't say that, because almost 20 years later,
right,
two Super Bowl appearances and one win.
Consistently good. I mean,
every has never had a losing season.
Right, there's that.
I mean, what do you, how do you question it?
But you know it. It's funny when you see it.
Yeah.
And I know from my experience, because we had the Comstat stuff where you bring in all these commanders and grill them every week. I found two guys. One is now the deputy commissioner of public safety for the city. He was a sergeant when I met, young guy, Tony Barksdale. And I was like, oh, that guy's got it. And John Skinner was the other one.
Barksdale?
Tony Barksdale.
Good friend. He was like, calls me dad. I mean, we're still very close. It's like, he had it. He had that. It was like John Skinner. And those two guys I put at the top of the agency.
Like the scene in the movie Mobsters. They give the kid paper. Tell him to go in the room.
And talk to the boss.
Yeah. They didn't tell the kid who the boss was. Kid opened the door, looked.
He saw Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano. And he looked at the Italian guys. Yeah. Well, that guy's got to be the boss.
Yeah.
And that's when Meyer Lansky goes, see, this is why you have to be the head of the family. Even though he was the brains behind everything.
It's funny. There was a scene in The Wire that's very subtle. Police officer Kima gets shot. We're in the emergency room in the hospital. And the commissioner, Daniel, Lance was the commissioner.
Yeah.
And I'm like just detective in the
Lance
ER.
Lance Reddick.
Yeah, Lance Reddick. And I'm just talking to, me and the commissioner talk. Oh, no, me and Reddick, he was like the chief of detective. The commissioner comes in, who's this clueless white guy, and he walks up to the two of us, and he goes to me, he says, Lieutenant, and Lance was the lieutenant, because I was the white guy.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
So I look at Lance, I just go, sorry.
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
410-583-1057. We got off the topic. It became a Mike Tomlin topic, but not a bad one. Johnny and Dundalk wants to weigh in. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Hey, anybody that would doubt Tomlin, all you got to do is look at Aaron Rodgers. You hear no drama coming out of that camp.
You're right.
None. Zero.
Aaron Rodgers stays in his lane. You're right about that. That's something I never even thought about. Aaron Rodgers just mum.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing ball, man. Just playing football. Now, Jeremy, you think the Bengals win this game tonight? I'm still so confused. Joe Flacco was the starting quarterback for the Browns to start the season. You think the Bengals win this one at home tonight?
I think they're a live dog. Like, when we make our picks, I'm going to pick the Bengals to win. Mm-hmm. But my big thing is, this is the Bengals plus the points for me. I just think short week. At some point, it's a divisional game, and we've seen this with bad
teams.
What's
the spread?
They're getting 5.5 at home, and I feel like this is a field goal game. Like, you can't.
I might want to invest in that one.
Even if the Steelers got up double digits, they're up 10 points, whatever. Mm-hmm. I still feel like you got that shot at the backdoor scores once you go to that prevent, if it does get out of hand. But I like the Bengals a lot.
I kind of agree with this anyway. For divisional games matter. Short week. There's a couple of those factors. They definitely factor in this calculus. And then I don't think anybody's going winless this year. I mean, not even the Jets.
Yeah.
Well, the only ones that can, I guess, now. They're the only winless team now?
Yeah, they're the only ones.
I mean, they're going to win a game or two.
Yeah. With the situation at hand.
Yeah. Somebody they shouldn't beat, they're going to beat. And it's just the way it goes. So I think this may be the Bengals' week.
By the way, thank you very much, Derek Tony. He texted. It was Ken Wisenhunt.
Oh, Wisenhunt, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was an offensive lineman, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Ken Wisenhunt was the guy that everybody thought was going to get that job. And Tomlin came in.
Man, I forgot about that name.
Mm-hmm. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rock Kabako joins us at 8:30, but on the other side is Commissioner Baltimore.
Yes, sir. This is non-police, non-crime, non-politics. This is NFL. Things that are pissing me off and I think need to be changed. And I just wanted to hear you guys. I want to hear your opinions about these things. A couple of them.
Commissioner Baltimore up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's time for Commissioner's Baltimore. What you got over there, Commissioner?
Things about the NFL that are really pissing me off, and I really believe that they need to be changed. This is not grandstand. I just think there's certain things that, you know, feel like just common sense that are really, I think, impacting the game negatively. I just want to run a couple of by you because see what you guys think. Because I've talked about this in the past, and just it makes zero sense to me. And I'll start with the easy one because why, if you're going to allow games to end in a tie, why do you have overtime at all? I don't really understand because it's the only sport that does this. The other three, there's extra innings, there's overtime in hockey and basketball. Somebody wins.
Football's like, we'll give you one more chance.
Hockey has a draw, doesn't it?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore in the regular season?
Absolutely not. It hasn't for decades.
Oh, really?
No.
I thought you got a point for a tie.
You get a point for an overtime loss.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, okay. So they changed that. Never mind.
Yeah, it used to be a tie was a point, and which made more sense. It's another one that pisses me off. That makes more sense. All right, you played to a tie. You each get a point. Why should you get a point for losing?
Yeah.
I don't care if it takes, you know, three periods. Well, it doesn't in regular season. But anyway, the only game that ends in a tie is football. Why have overtime at all? I don't understand it. What do you think? Do you think that's...
I hate it.
Hate which one?
I hate the fact that there's a tie.
Me too.
It should never end in a tie. Like I said, go the college football route. Put them on a 25-yard line or whatever and let them run with it.
I don't... This might take you by surprise. I don't care. like, it does... If you ask me, like, I would prefer it the way you're talking about it, but, like, mm-hmm. I'm indifferent to it.
What's the expression for ties?
The expression?
Kissing your sister.
That's why you don't mind.
My sister's hot.
I know she is. She's a good kisser, too.
I taught her.
Well, after your brother perfected it?
Yeah, my brother taught me, and I taught my sister. Me.
All right, enough of that.
Where are we going with this?
Why can't you challenge something within 2 minutes?
After 2 minutes, yeah, I don't.
It's the most important part of the game.
Yeah. Well, because they're supposed to challenge it from upstairs. If it's close, they should be
but
looking
they don't.
At it.
They don't. They don't. And the most important, when it's really crucial, you can't challenge, and it could be egregious.
Can I go back to what Jeremy said? They decide to challenge it or not. It's not important to them. It's important to me. Yeah. So I should decide whether or not we're challenging.
How about now in the game that they're just calling down saying, yep, that wasn't it. It was over here. Oh, no, he stepped out here. They're just calling down, which should be something we go, yeah, they're trying to get everything right. But they don't get everything right. They pick which ones they want to do and which ones they don't. Yeah. And again, like for somebody, you get in bed with gambling and now you're taking their money. It doesn't look good when you're just changing random plays throughout the game. And the thing that came out about the Chiefs this week, where, you know, over doing the course study over the history of it, that the refs have favored them in all their games.
13,000. You're out, you see. I did this on the air. 13,000 penalties have been reviewed in the Mahomes era. The Chiefs have benefited absolutely positively. They had more penalties against their opponents, their defensive opponents, that resulted in first downs than anybody. They had more judgment calls, like roughings, than anybody else. They didn't have one penalty against the Lions last week that whatever they played.
So they're Christian Leitner's Duke.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
But now they've verified. Yeah, everything we think is true. Yeah, it is true, apparently.
The Christian Leitner's Duke.
And the other one, I got to say, is like this new kickoff rule, I think, is impacting the game in ways they – maybe they did think about it because they're so pro offense that the defense can go F itself in the NFL. They just don't care. This new kickoff rule, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, when you have one possession at the end of the game, mm-hmm. Okay. You used to be able to kick it out and get under whatever, 20, 25, then it changed. And now it's like you gotta get under 30. If you kick it out of bounds or you kick it out of the landing zone, you get on the 40. It's like if you get the ball at your own 40, and it's a tight game, you need like, you know.
Well, we talked about it. We had
two completions to be in field goal range.
Yeah. Well, Cincinnati's kicker attempted a 67-yard field goal that he made that would have broke the record.
Right.
They called timeout. But you think about that. You need to get to your opponent's 49-yard line.
Yeah.
You need to get to midfield to have a shot.
And you're already there, essentially. Yeah. I mean, I just think this rule is just, I don't know why they keep changing the kickover. If it's so dangerous, give them the ball. Just put the ball in the 30. That's that.
You know
that.
Why they keep changing it? It has nothing to do with safety. More points.
Yeah.
Like you just said.
Yeah.
Well, at the end, think about this. If there's 40 seconds left on the clock,
mm-hmm.
and the other team gets the ball on the 40-yard line,
yeah.
and it's down by three or down by two, mm-hmm. you're not turning the TV off. You know why?
Yeah.
Because they're one completion away from kicking a field goal. You want that.
Yeah.
So as much as we don't like it, you know, it's the equivalent of the NBA and now the WNBA. If you call timeout after made basket late in the game, you take it a half court inbound.
Get you
closer to scoring.
Yep. The worst part is, have you heard about the new ball that they're using this year? It's called a K-ball.
No.
It adds 5 to 7 yards to kicks.
Really?
The special teams coaches have said that the new balls are...
The new K-ball.
Yeah.
They've always called it the K-ball.
Yeah. Well, the new K-ball that they're using adds 5 to 7 yards to kicks.
Huh.
So, I mean, we saw a 67-yard field goal get called back last week. That would have been a new NFL record. He had 4 or 5 yards of spare.
Mm-hmm.
So and then he fluttered the next one.
They have a 5 to 7 yard advantage on field goals?
Yeah, the special teams coaches are not too happy about it because it makes even the kickoffs harder. To land it into the zone.
Yeah, the zone, yeah.
Maybe they should use a 3-wood.
Damn. I didn't know it was adding distance. Wow. And lastly, I think you should be able to challenge everything. I mean, it's just, you know, holding. Yeah, everything. If you want to do it, you're never going to get it. Yes, everything. If you're stupid enough to call challenge a holding penalty, it's never going to be overturned. That's on you. And you lose your challenge. But I mean, some of the stuff that is so, like the Kelce catch that was on the ground.
He used the ground to push it into his hand.
Yeah. Like things should be incompletions, penalties that are called that, you know, or just not penalties sometimes, or penalties that aren't called that are penalties, like the Rams Saints, you know, playoff game. I just think you should be able to challenge anything. And people, I don't get this because I've said this. Me and Chad discussed it. And people said, well, it'll make the game longer. Why? If you're wrong, you lose the challenge and you don't have any more. If you're going to challenge, you challenge. And if you lose it, you lose it. Boom, move on. It's your fault. Coaches aren't going to be stupid enough to challenge, you know, close judgment calls. But if it's something that's really blatant, that's missed, and we don't see this on a regular basis, I think you should be able to challenge everything. That's my rules that piss me off. I really believe these things need to be changed.
You know what really grinds my gears? That's what I feel like you're doing
really
right now.
Chaps my ass. Thanks a lot, Ed Norris. Let's get Daryl in Cockeysville. What's up, Daryl?
Hello. How you doing today?
Hello, how are you?
I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
Something you said, Rob, earlier, you know, resonated with me about the never word, you know, with Lamar and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, and you referenced the Buffalo game, you know, and I completely agree with you. You know, about the uncharacteristic things. But the Kansas City game is what kind of really stuck out to me, you know, with the penalties. You know what I mean? Like, and that's characteristic of the Ravens over the last 3-4 years.
You're right. You know, longer than that, really. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and if that's the route that they're going to go, you know, you can't win a Super Bowl like that. You know, like it's just not possible. Or you can't win on no level with the amount of penalties like that. And if that's not going to get corrected, you know, it's up in the air. You know what I mean?
Hey, Daryl, thanks a lot for the call, my friend. I appreciate it. He said the penalties, mm-hmm. you know, which is a coaching issue. I think you kind of wonder, based on how this season ends, this may be that year where you need to take a step back and do some things over, because maybe it's just wrong for a lot of reasons. Are you in support of the Orioles' pursuit of Albert Pujols as the next manager? We'll talk about that at 8:15. Rockabaco at 8:30. But on the other side, we start the baseball talk. Mariners, they're up 2-1. But after last night, are they in trouble? Can the Brewers resurrect their World Series hopes? Baseball playoffs up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.